That's the Flat Five with Almond Grove. Before that, Watts with The Night the Lights Went Down. That is just about going to do it for me here. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for listening to Breakfast for Dinner. A reminder, the encore presentation is now Thursdays at 1 p.m., so you can check out the show again on that day and time. Otherwise, I want to leave you tonight with The Charlatans and Hey Sunrise. Once again, thank you for listening, and I hope you tune in again next time. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
A gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva Lamach radio program exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savard. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
Hey kids, it's time for Uncle Mackie's cartoon show.
Well, I was told at the age of 12 you could have everything that you wanted to have if you just worked as hard as you could. So I took on everything I loved with a sense of drive and a sense of hope, wishing that I would succeed. And my one true love was love itself, something I hadn't even had myself, something that I thought would fulfill me. Unlucky in love, unlucky with choice. I went my whole teens without someone to even hold me. Does she want me? Does she miss me? Does she love me? The words keep on ringing in my head. Does she need me? Does she hope for me? Does she think of me? These words I cannot forget. I think 22, I found myself in my room writing love songs of loneliness. Then I met someone through a friend. It was my best friend's girlfriend. Well, now that friendship was quick to end. This girl was tough, this girl was smart, this girl worked harder than anyone. This girl swept me right off my feet. My loneliness turned to happiness, and my world turned into pure bliss. I never thought this world could be so kind. Does she want me? Does she miss me? Does she love me? The words keep on ringing in my head. Does she need me? Does she hope for me? Does she think of me? These words I cannot forget. Does she want me? Does she miss me? Does she love me? The words keep on ringing in my head. And we can't seem to connect the dots between what it is each other want. We supported each other through life and death, and we wrote about it along the way. Now she's claiming I'm not her man. Well, what am I to take from that, and how am I to learn from this? Just go out and drink myself insane. I need to know what she means. We should find out each other's needs. This isn't the way we should end this team. Does she want me? Does she miss me? Does she love me? The words that keep ringing in my head. Does she need me? Does she hope for me? Does she think of me? The words I cannot forget. Does she want me? Does she miss me? Does she love me? These words keep on ringing in my head. Does she need me? Does she hope for me? Does she think of me? These words I cannot forget.
No, I can't. can't smile without you. I can't smile without you. I can't laugh and I can't sing. Finding it hard to do anything. I feel sad when you're sad. I feel glad when you're glad. And if you only knew what I'm going through, I just can't smile.
Sam Beal wrapping up that set of music with a song Barry Manilow made famous. Yes. Are you a fan of Low? I went there. Can't smile without you here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before the Sean Beal cake in that set of music doing their version of Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps. The song actually originally came out in 1947. Not the cake version, the original version. And it is in Spanish. Heard it recently in a movie or a TV show or something, not realizing the cake had a cover. And I'm like, wait, I know this song, but I know English words to it. And did a little research and found that out. Before the cake, how about some Martin Frawley? Had a band called Twerps from Down Under. That was from his solo album, his first solo album from about 3 years ago. And You Want Me. And I start the entire set with Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack. With My Name Is Mock, because my name is indeed Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you, well, normally every Friday it comes to you starting at 9 as a live show. And then at this time, you can listen in, because this is called an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. You can call me the Mockster, you can. You can't call me right now, because I'm not answering the phone, but on Fridays you can call me. Yeah, so that's what this is. This is a two-hour version of my Friday show. Part of it is actually from the Friday show, from Friday, February 11th, 2022. Boom. That is the show with its mistakes and funness that is of doing a live show. And then part of it is what you're listening to right now is me playing songs from that Friday show. But I get to just jump in and say this is an encore presentation of the Friday show. So if you want to hear a request, you can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Listen to it on Friday, or listen on Friday, call in live, and give me a request. You can do that as well. It's the DBs.
Thank you. limitations. Guess I want a lot of things and got my inclination. Got my feet on the ground and I'm standing on my own. I don't need no one. I don't need no one. I've learned a lot of life watching other folks' mistakes. Wanting things that they can't get them finding out today. I got my feet on the ground and I'm standing on my own. I don't need no one. I don't need no one. Well, I don't need nobody else. All I need's a single drink. Well, I travel on my own. Not afraid to be alone. I got my feet upon the ground and I'm standing on my own. Well, I travel far and wide looking for funny clover. Don't mind if I can find it. Got no chip upon my shoulder. Got my feet on the ground and I'm standing on my own. I don't need no one. I don't need no one. Well, I don't need nobody else. All I need's a single ticket. When I travel on my own. Don't mind if I can find it. Got no chip upon my shoulder. Got my feet on the ground and I'm standing on my own. I don't need no one. 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 I don't need no one.
Saw you 88 days. That's a long, long time. princess of May. A pearly May. A pearly May. A pearly May.
From 1979, from Get the Knack, some requested music from the Knack with a heartbeat here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, that Knack song was actually a request. It was a live call-in request from a couple weeks back. And unfortunately for the show, the night that it was called in, it didn't fit within the show. So I held it off for the following week, and that's why you just heard it now. Before the Knack, new music from Lanny Flowers, his new album Flavor of the Month, comes out at the end of this month. Doing Time, the track you heard. Speaking of requests, also got a call in for the Kinks. Went back to Kinda Kinks for Got My Feet on the Ground and start the entire set with the DBs from Like This and Spy in the House of Love. Mentioned coming up shortly, top of the hour, I have a mock of white shirts. Yeah, National White Shirt Day was February 11th. So I'm doing that for you for the entire hour, actually. That's how long the mock goes. And also, I was looking up February 11th, also National Spilt Milk Day. Yeah, I couldn't do a spilt. I probably could have, but I decided not to do a spilt milk mock. But there is an album called Spilt Milk that Jellyfish put out. So why not play some Jellyfish?
She turned the nightlight on and blew him a kiss. Stared back through his green Crayola eyes. She chased his likeness from off the back of the disc. Next to the box top, promised her the biggest prize. We'll be right back.
puts back his joy. Yes, there is something you can do, my love. Won't you help me through these troubled times? And start to remind that everything is gonna be alright, despite my fighting bitter tears. These are the very best years. These days, Father's not the man that we knew, and you know we get so to show. Yes, there is something you can do, my love. Won't you help me through these troubled times? And so to remind that everything is gonna be alright, despite my fighting bitter tears. These are the very best years. We'll be right back.
every night, every day. I know that it's you I need to take the blues away.
Madness doing their version of It Must Be Love, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Madness, a project featuring John Bryan and Jason Faulkner from the 1990s called The Grays with the Very Best Years. And Jason Faulkner was also a member of Jellyfish. He was not on that Spilt Milk album, which I started the entire set off with. I think he actually left the band before that album came out, but played Joining a Fan Club from Jellyfish because February 11th was National Spilt Milk Day. So why not throw that in the mix as you are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program with me, the Mockster, highlighting songs and selections in actual airtime that was broadcast on February 11th, 2022. Yeah. That's Friday, because that's when the Viva La Mock radio program runs its original runs, each and every Friday night, starting at 9 p.m. with me, the Mockster, where you can call in, give me requests, do all that good stuff. We'll be right back after this quick announcement.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I always want to say thank you for tuning in to this little radio program I call Viva La Mock. 20 minutes, we're going to get to what we call the Mock. This show, for this program, because February 11th is or was, depending on when you're listening to this, National White Shirt Day. I'm going to play a bunch of songs that all mention white shirts. Got a couple suggestions from the request lines, and I always appreciate that. You can always email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. You may or may not have heard me say at one point that today was also national, or February 11th, I should say, is National Spilt Milk Day. So I played a song for that. And it's also February 11th is National Umbrella Day. I know, I should have done an umbrella mock. But I went with the white shirt mock. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to play an umbrella song. Yeah, I'm going to go there. In more ways than one, because it's a cover. Yeah, it's a Rihanna cover, believe it or not, as done by the Manic Street Preachers.
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Shiny cars, and that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took a note from a stick it out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under.
So go on and let the rain pour. I can be all you need and more. When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took a note from a stick it out to the end. Now the train is more than ever. Know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under
people more than nation. But I get wrote up in journals and I have my picture taken. Say yeah, they got me covered. Yeah, they got me covered, covered, covered. We'll be right back.
Yeah, the album is finally coming out next week. That was the first single from Al Harlow's Now album. We were playing that all summer long, and then we've been playing the second single. And I just wanted to play that one because next week I get to play yet another track. Because then the album's released, and they can say, Moxer, you can officially play more songs from these albums, from this album. What else is in that set of music? I don't know. Before the Al Harlow. It's a band called Dirty Looks. They were out on Stiff Records. Played They Got Me Covered. Also, the Smoking Popes gave us their version of Zing with the Strings in My Heart and started off the entire set with the Manic Street Preachers. The Manic Street Preachers doing their version of Rihanna's Umbrella because February 11th, National Umbrella Day. Speaking of February 11th, National White Shirt Day. So in about 5 minutes, we are going to have a thing called the mock, and it's going to be a white shirt mock. Let's play a song or two. Maybe two. Maybe two. Let's see if we can get two in. Some John Cale doing his version of Memphis, Tennessee here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Sing, finding it hard to do anything. Yeah, that's not Barry Manilow. It's not. It's not. It's Sean Beal doing the hit that Barry Manilow had, Can't Smile Without You. Wrapping up a really short set of music, John Cale before that doing Memphis, Tennessee, the Chuck Berry classic from a 1987 release of his. Wrapping up that set of music and getting us to where we are now, top of the hour here on 83 FM WRCT. Pittsburgh.
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Being that it is just now the top of the hour, it's that time of the week where we do a thing called the mock. We take a word artist, performer, some sort of theme, and we play some cover songs. Tribute songs, songs that mention it. So you might have heard me say that February 11th was National White Shirt Day. So I decided I want to have a white shirt mock. Before I get into the mock, though, before I do that, before I get sidetracked, I want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood, Spack Brothers, they don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. And they are committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as a contact-free pickup. Again, located on Penn Avenue in Garfield. You can reach Spack Brothers by calling 412-362-SPAK or visit their website, spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7777. 25 or spakbrothers.com. As I mentioned, we've got this mock to get into. It's a white shirt mock. The best I could do, was all the songs mention a white shirt in it at some point. And the first song that I'm going to play for you, I'm going to warn you. I've literally, this might take the whole hour. I'm just going to warn you because I found like 400 songs. And I've had to shave it down. So we'll see how long it takes. But so anyway, what I was saying was this very first song, when I heard that February 11th was White Shirt Day, National White Shirt Day, this song came to mind. And then I got a listener who reached out and said, Mockster, do you have the Charlatans in your mix? Because, you know, they've got a song called White Shirt. And I'm like, of course I do. Probably my favorite Charlatan song. Definitely my favorite Charlatan song off of the Some Friendly album.